Hello, welcome back to Advisors Assemble. It's Alex Curtis with an in-between-isode, and I've been doing a bit of a few episodes all about domain names and things like that. One question I pretty much get asked by every client, every sales call I have, is I've bought a bunch of extra domains. Are they useful? And short answer, a lot of the time, not really. Back in the day, if you had the sort of the search term, if you like, in the domain, that would help. Not so much anymore. Where it would come in handy, and in fact, it is cheating, so I probably wouldn't recommend it, is if you were to focus and build another website. So if you had mortgagebrokernewcastle.com, and you're in Newcastle and you want to build up that site to help it rank, you could concentrate a lot of time and effort and help that get that rank, but you could just as easily get your own site to do that. But we talk a lot about domain authority, and we've done an episode on it. I probably mentioned it in the last in-between episode as well. You can get domain authority by having links from other sites. So what people used to do, and to be fair, still do, they just hide it a lot better than they used to. Google tries to clamp down on this, and they call it a private blog network, a PBN. So when you get offers of like people selling links, it's normally because they've created a PBN. And these work really well until you get caught. You may remember David Thompson came on the podcast, a year and a half ago, and he was just about to sell his business, and the value of that business came, a lot of it came from being position one, page one for life insurance quote on Google. And then Google changed the algorithm because they cheated their way to the top. Essentially, they were trying to crack the algorithm, and he, you know, didn't lose his business overnight, but he lost a lot of business overnight by trying to cheat. So yes, in theory, you could create up a load of websites. You'd probably need to get them all with different hosting. Or in fact, there's a guy called Craig Campbell. I saw him do a talk on it's called a Black Hat SEO. So it's naughty. Don't recommend it at all. But what he was like saying, he's got loads of personas online, and these different personas have different hosting companies, so they're effectively different people. So there's no way Google could accuse them of having a private blog network. And then he will use these sites to link to each other and boost his SEO. If you want to be naughty, if you want to risk losing your business and losing all your rankings and everything, then check out, follow Craig Campbell and use all those domains that way. Otherwise, I can't really see a benefit of them, because you could redirect them, but the only time that would redirect is if someone put in mortgagebrokernewcastle.com rather than searching mortgagebrokernewcastle, if that makes sense. So very little value in all those domains. I know it's quite addictive, isn't it? You go to GoDaddy or 123reg or whatever, and you just buy them all up because they're only a fiver, and you end up with a few hundred quid's worth of domains, not really doing a lot. I wouldn't worry about it too much. If something comes up and you really want to pursue it, you know, it's going to need a website, and you're going to need to put as much effort into it as you do your normal website. So have you got the budget for that? Have you got the time for that? Otherwise, the answer is, I don't think so. Hopefully that was very helpful. It was a really short in-between episode. I've got a bunch of domains. Are they useful? Not really, unless you want to be really naughty and probably get caught, which I would not recommend. So thank you very much for listening. If you have any questions about domains or your marketing or whatever, use the Facebook group Advisors Assemble and pop them in there. And I often create an in-between episode based off the things that you guys ask. So do fire away, and I will see you next time. Cheers, bye.